You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the Marathon County meth and cocaine trafficking organization was sentenced yesterday. 43-year-old Edwin Lewis was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison for conspiring to possess and distribute cocaine and methamphetamine. This multi-year investigation found Lewis was identified as a large quantity source of supply for the organization, with bulk shipments mailed to locations in Wisconsin in 2021 and 2022, including two 11-pound packages of meth. Eight other people were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. One more person will be sentenced in the coming months. In addition to the 12 years in federal prison, Lewis will face 5 years of supervised release. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. Our meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at these agencies. The numbers to be let go at the NWS and NOAA remain unclear.
A new bill seeking co-sponsorship among state lawmakers would eliminate daylight savings time in Wisconsin. Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabell-Gravera in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. It promotes public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets earlier, meaning in the middle of July, the sun would shine in our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warm winter months. If you still want to ski this season, you have one more month up in Wausau. Brittany Merlot has the details.
With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the Big Hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces.
With millions being spent on advertising in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, are voters any better informed? Joanne Krulatz has the story.
UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says much of the advertising in the race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has little to do with the actual job of a state Supreme Court justice.
Many of the ads are about crime, records on criminal justice, toughness on crime, associations with police or law enforcement, not very indicative of the kinds of things they'll actually address on the court.
Burden says ads to help voters to understand the candidates' allegiances.
One of the things I think ads do that is helpful is showing the allegiances of the candidates to groups and causes. Things they've been entangled up in the past or have a connection to. That's indicative of their probably judicial philosophy and how they think about cases.
Schimmel and Crawford participated in their first and only debate of the campaign last night. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. they always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a 6-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under 17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.